Now, the housing bill isn't just for the Fannie Mae's and Freddie Mac's of the world. It could make a big difference for you and me, too. There are plenty of incentives, rebates, credits, and more. We just need to know how to take advantage of them. Ron Lieber writes a column for the New York Times called Your Money. He joins me from our New York bureau. Hi, Ron Lieber.
Hello.
You wrote a column about this. What can regular homeowners get?
One of the best breaks in this bill is a break for first-time home buyers. You can get what's being called a tax credit, but is really an interest-free loan over 15 years of up to $7,500 if you're buying a home for the very first time.
Now, how does that work? The government gives me a loan?
Well, it works as a tax credit. So essentially, let's say you owe the IRS $1,000 at the end of the year, and the tax credit is worth $7,500. Well, you're going to get a $6,500 refund from the IRS. And
Ooh.
The idea there is that you're supposed to be incentivized, if you're sitting on the fence, to go out and buy a house and stimulate the economy some. The idea being that the credit can effectively help boost your ability to raise the money that you might need for, say, a down payment.
But then I have to pay it back.
You pay it back over 15 years in 1/15th chunks. You pay back each year through a line on the 1040 form when you pay your taxes.
Okay, but not at interest.
No interest.
And there are limits, right? This isn't for people who make $200,000, $300,000 a year.
Exactly. There are some limits. So if you are a single person, it phases out at $95,000 of income. If you're married, filing your tax returns jointly, it phases out completely at $170,000. So, the vast majority of Americans will be able to avail themselves of this if they choose to buy a home for the first time.
Something about this makes me feel a little funny, this message of, get yours while you can. While this bill was really about helping people who were hurting.
I've gotten a lot of emails from folks who are really irritated that they behaved themselves, they got a loan that they can afford, and they're not getting anything out of this bill. I have some sympathy for that. But the fact of the matter is that there is no shame in taking advantage of all or any of the giveaways or breaks that have been added to this bill. This is the law that we live under, and you might as well take advantage of whatever break you're eligible for.
What about other people? Senior citizens, for example?
The biggest sort of direct break for senior citizens comes on a product called a reverse mortgage, which is essentially a way to tap your home equity without having to make payments on the loan.
Mm-hmm,
so you get
mm-hmm.
a big chunk, or you get monthly checks that essentially come straight out of your home equity. What's gone on there is that there have traditionally been a lot of fees associated with these loans. These fees are now capped. You can also get a bigger reverse mortgage than you used to be able to, so that may help some people as well.
And what about veterans returning home from war?
There are a couple of deals for veterans. Instead of 90 days, lenders will now have to wait 9 months before beginning foreclosure proceedings on homes owned by people who are returning from the military.
Okay, so if they're just getting out, they're coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, they're having a little trouble, they don't get foreclosed on immediately.
Exactly. They're essentially getting another 6 months to kind of collect themselves, get back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
A number of the deals that exist in this loan have been added in to make certain members of Congress, senators, feel better about supporting the bill. The original idea here was that people who were in deep trouble with their mortgage were the ones who were going to be helped. But, as often happens with legislation, other people end up being helped as well.
Ron Lieber, he writes the Your Money column for the New York Times. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.